what's your name, sir?
Robert Perea.
Mr. Perea, Robert, okay, who is Mr. Perea? P-E-R-E-A.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's the owner of this windhouse is going to conduct a hearing, sir, so just bring him into the room.
All right.
Mr. Perea?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you please state your full name and your ADC number?
My name is Robert Mondragon Perea. I'm 59 years old, and my DOC number is 038981.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the one allegation on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing on November 30th when you signed a form. Do you remember signing that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, on that form, there's a list of your hearing rights. And one of your rights is you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you, or you could represent yourself. So which is it today, sir? Did you hire an attorney, or will you represent yourself?
I'll be representing myself.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board. Present in the room, we have the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Ray, our board chairman, the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing. We also have with us in the room a community corrections officer, Mr. Turner, and he'll represent the Department of Corrections and your parole officer in the hearing today. So
okay.
I need to swear the both of you in, Mr. Perea and Mr. Turner. Do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Perea?
Yes, I do.
And Mr. Turner?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Perea, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for the phase one of your hearing, sir, I'm going to read this allegation to you, and I'll need you to respond whether it's true or false, sir.
Okay.
So we'll start phase one. The allegation is you were in violation of condition 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to establish residence at the Old Pueblo Community Services, located at 4434 East Bellevue Street in Tucson, on or about November 5th, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. And Mr. Perea, is this true or false?
It's true. I went to a hospital because I had an injury that happened here at DOC, and I went over there, and I stayed over after being there because I had to go to emergency process, and from what I was understood that you were supposed to go that day, so I rented a motel. My mother just died, and I usually go to her house, so I've never gone to a halfway house.
Oh, understood. Okay, sir. So the truth is, then, that you did not go to the Old Pueblo on the November 5th. All right. I'll give you plenty of opportunity in phase two to explain. For now, we have to move to phase two, and we'll do that by I'll make a motion based on Mr. Perea's admission. I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed in a criminal ways or company.
Second.
Motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson, agreed Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, and Dr. Wright. Okay, Mr. Perea, we'll move to phase two of your hearing. Before we get too far, though, so I want to ask Mr. Turner to give us all some background information. So just stay there on the phone, and we'll be right back with you in just a moment. Mr. Turner.
Yes, ma'am. Perea was released from ADC custody on 11-5-2018 and arrested on 11-16-2018 by Tucson PD. No new charges are noted. Returned back to ADC custody on 11-16-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 222-2019 with 11 abscondes. Current conviction, 2017, commitment I, count 1, shoplifting, 1 year, 6 months. 2017, commitment J, count 1, dangerous drug violation, 1 year, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1978, commitment A, count 1, theft of a vehicle, 3 years. 1978, commitment B, count 3, forgery credit cards, 3 years. 1978, commitment C, count 1, theft, 2 years. 1987, commitment D, count 2, fraudulent schemes and artifacts, 7 years. 1987, commitment E, count 1, escape third degree, 3 years, 9 months. 2002, commitment F, count one, robbery, 2 years and 6 months. 2002, commitment G, count one, robbery, 2 years, 6 months. 2014, shoplifting, 2 years, 6 months. This is his fifth term in ADC. Literacy IR score of 3.3. Mental health score of 3. Substance abuse score of 3. No OCG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 1991, 9 of 1991, home arrest, 2 of 1992, reverted to parole, completed 23 months. 2000, interstate compact from Colorado, arrested on tech violation, reached SED in custody. 2004, TIS release, completed 4 months. 2016, TIS release, arrested on a tech violation, revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is moderate with drugs, intoxicants, violence, and promoting prison contraband noted. Other arrest, 1988, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona unknown. 1997, theft, Colorado, felony conviction, state prison. He has a GD score of G3B4.
Thank you, Mr. Turner.
Okay, Mr. Braille, we have just a brief written summary, and you started to explain what happened when you were released. You were approved residence was Old Pueblo Community Service.
Yes.
But you said that you ended up in the hospital. What happened, sir?
I'm a diabetic, and I'm SMI and stuff, and I got into a fight here at the prison when I was in the hole. And I broke my finger, and it so happened that I did a Rule 32, and I was supposed to be released on September 28th, because when I got sentenced, they gave me all my backup time. So I actually did more time to begin with before November 5th, and my people called up to Phoenix to find out why it's taking so long. My lawyer was trying to find out, and he said DOC takes a lot of time for the paperwork to go through.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually did, I did almost 2 months over the date that I was supposed to be released the first time. So I didn't know, I didn't have no actual release date on November 5th. So, you know, it was a lot of extra stuff that was going on that it was no fault of mine, because they said that I talked to my parole, and when I did parole, she said that the other parole people did not find a place for me to go to because my mother had passed away in June, and I usually, all these other times, I parole up to my mother's house, and it was always approved. So this time I was going to a halfway house on November 5th,
right.
And my family gave me money to rent a motel. So somebody that could not afford a motel, somebody that didn't have a place, you know, they could have that bed space, you know, because there's a lot of people that need that situation. So I tried to explain that to my caseworker when I was put in for release, and she told me that it was too late, that it had to be prior to, but she said, you can take your chances, I did not commit no crime. I didn't miss no UAs. I'm a painter, and I have my own company. I paint houses here in Tucson and drywall. So I have a job already once I get released. And I'm still going to court on my mom's probate on her will. Since I'm the only survivor, I'm the one that has to take care of all this stuff, and it's all getting delayed because of my situation that I got myself into.
Right. Is your finger healed, or?
It's here now. It's here now, so now I won't have to have no medical attention. I can go do what I got to do and start my life back again and take my mom's journey and go put it over. See, my sister died at 17, my brother died at 25, my father died at 54. And my mom died in 76. She had Alzheimer's and diabetes. So all my family I've had a lot of tragedy in my family, tragedy. But I still got myself up. I've taken college classes when I was here a few times. And so I educate myself too, because I have a business. But I took small business management, blueprint reading, different things. And I go go to this church over here in Tucson, Northside, where you go and they help, it's like ex-offenders, and they help people stay clean. So you got to be around people to stay clean and to try to stay out of here. Wow. You got to go around, and I go to 12-step programs on my own.
Mr. Fair, had you had a drug problem in the past?
Yes, and that's why I have so many death charges.
And what drug in particular?
It was cocaine.
Okay, so you'd used cocaine in the past. How about alcohol?
No, I didn't use alcohol because my dad died at 54 of cirrhosis of the liver, so...
Okay, all right.
I don't have that in my genes.
So before you started to explain about letting someone, you said, I let my caseworker know. Did you mean you let your parole officer know where you were, or was that someone else?
No, I let my caseworker know.
Who's your caseworker? That's not your parole officer then?
No.
So did you call your parole officer and tell your parole officer where you were?
I lost the paperwork that I had, and I didn't have no transportation. So I started to do a job. I had to paint this lady's house inside of the house, and I used that money to help buy me some clothes and stuff. Right. And my mom's widow, she's willing me like $300,000, and she left me a four bedroom house, but I don't want to keep her. We're going to probate court right now in Tucson. So
do you see how important it is when you're on parole to stay in touch with your parole officer?
I went over there the first day like I was supposed to. I went over there and she explained everything to me, and I told her that I was going to go to the hospital. So I had told her that I was going to go to the hospital to fix my finger because then I get fixed here. Okay. So she said, well, go ahead and do it and then go report to...
Hold on one second, Mr. Pryor. Mr. Pryor, okay. Is there any indication in OMS about being approved to go to the hospital?
No, ma'am. There's no note of indication that anything was discussed about the hospital.
Okay. All right, Mr. Pryor, we don't have any evidence that you did discuss that with you.
That's what I wanted. I don't have nobody here in town, and I wanted to get the paperwork that I had that she stated that. I mean, that's why I did not. I'm a very responsible person. I have a business to run, and you know what I mean. I'm not trying to escape or anything like that.
I understand.
I've done parole most of my times. I've done parole what they're asking me to do and stuff. So it's not like I violated. You know, to be away from her or whatever, because I want to have a good name. You know, I have a driver's license and it's still good. I've had it for 25 years, so you know, I'm pretty well-educated person, and I've had a lot of tragedy in my family, but I still pick myself up off the ground and keep on striving. You know, because
Mr. Real, hold on. I'm just going to see if my fellow board members have any questions. Looks like Mr. Turner has something to add.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. According to Ames, he is mental health 3, but he is not SMI.
Okay.
And I'd like to read the last entry in OMS.
Okay.
On 11/20/2018, the offender's uncle Billy contacted his parole officer, Ms. Quinella, Billy Pryor, who lives in Louisville, Colorado, contacted this PO to get a location on the offender. He was informed the offender was back in custody after absconding. He informed this PO, offender has about an $80,000 trust from his mother's passing that was left for him for housing. However, the offender started demanding money upon his release from another uncle for his drug habit. And when he wasn't given any money, he took off. He was asked that if the offender happened to overdose or something wrong, to contact Billy Pereira as next of kin.
Okay, so did you take that message to imply that Mr. Pereira was in Colorado, or?
I'm taking it to imply that the family had some reason to believe that he was using narcotics or something
So Mr. Pereira, were you using drugs while you were on community supervision?
No, I wasn't. I don't use drugs in here, and that's what gets me into trouble. And I had more important family matters to take care of my mom's remains and sprinkle over my father's and the rest of the people's. And I'm going to court for the last court. orgy on the wheel. I mean,
right.
I like drugs, but I know when to do it. And when I'm on parole, you can't do that. That's a violation because you have them random UAs. So, you know, it'd be stupid to do that, you know what I mean? My uncle knows me. My uncle that he's talking about is Billy Perea. When I paroled from Colorado, I interstate compact, and he took me to the airport and stuff. But he knows I have a drug problem, and the reason I was demanding money for it is because I was living at the motel and not the halfway house where they provide some of that stuff for it. So I had to buy new clothes, I had to buy certain things for my personal use, because all my stuff that was in my mom's house, all my clothing and property and stuff had been, my daughter has it up in Sacramento. So I came out of prison with just the clothes I had on and no money. So that's the reason that I was kind of, they didn't even know I was getting out.
Okay.
My uncle. Oh, he was surprised.
We're coming up toward the end of the hearing, sir. I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement if there's anything else you've thought of without repeating something you've already told us.
Oh, okay.
Is there anything else that's not going to repeat something you've already said?
Okay. I can say I already have a few jobs lined up to that I won't need no money. And my mother let me a trust account to pay for my own housing, so I have access to money. I don't have to, besides working for my own, I have a truck out there, I got a good driver license, and I can go to work right away, and I have money for my trust fund for my mother, that was for housing, and that's, so once my uncle finds out, all I do is call him. He says, if you get out, just call me, and let me know where you're gonna rent it, and I'll send them a check, and you go move in there, and go back to work, you know. So, and plus, I want to go to this church where other addicts and are trying to help themselves and trying to be around positive people. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Perea, thank you for your statement. The board is going to go into discussion, so we do all our discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law. So
okay.
Just remain on the phone, just remain silent, and we'll be right back with you, sir.
All right.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Perea has a job according to him, or his own business, and a vehicle and driver's license, and should be all set to go once he is released. His finger is healed up, he says. He does not have a lot of time left. He has approximately 2 months left, a little less than that. And I'm thinking the best thing for him is just to finish his time, be done, not have a parole officer to worry about, and then he can just start his life anew. And we hope this will be his last time in the prison system. But that's just my thoughts. I'd listen to any input from fellow board members.
Great.
I see no input from board members. I'm going to make a motion based on information in warrant 2018W3290, our conversation with Mr. Perea, information from Mr. Turner. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Perea was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways accompanied specifically by disappearing and absconding for 11 days, during which time his parole officer couldn't monitor his activities.
Agree.
Let me
second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, seconded Mr. excuse me, Mr. Johnson. Agree. Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, Dr. Wade. Mr. Perea, the board has voted unanimously to revoke your community supervision, sir, but we're showing you with a release date of February 22nd.
Okay.
And at that point, you won't have a parole officer. You can get out there, get your truck, get your paint, and
get
that
money. Okay, that sounds good.
And we hope you have much success in your career, and
thank you
for participating in the hearing today, sir.
Thank you very much. You can have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Give the phone back to the CO3.
All right.